You have just created a Chicago Tourism Council whose purpose is to bring us a steady stream of admiring visitors who will come to learn that Chicago is the most vibrant and beautiful city in the United States.
I have only one objection to that phrase. I didn't coin it. But I think it's very accurate. We have just established a Tourism Council headed up by Dave Smith, several vice presidents, and rather conspicuous and prestigious people who are concerned about the vitality of the city, but even more so about projecting it beyond its borders. You know, in the past, Chicago, with all of its beauty and landmarks and its tremendously powerful economic base and its varied people, we simply haven't promoted ourselves beyond the borders. We've assumed that people knew we were here, and they did, because we're the convention center of the world, but we've got to meet the competition. New York, Dallas, and some other large cities, Los Angeles, are competing for our first place convention center, and we just have to compete with them. The slogan, I love New York, may strike some people as corny, but it sells, and so we're going to sell Chicago in a legitimate way. Well, in short, we feel that the people of this country and of this world just don't really know what we have to offer here.
The summer got off to a good start right here at Grant Park with a blues festival.
Yes.
I hear you were kind of dancing in the aisles for that.
Well, I didn't dance now, but I was patting the heck out of my feet, Ray. I mean, it was a marvelous, marvelous kickoff to a long summer of events, and tonight is another one, the Grant Park concert and the fireworks. Concomitantly with this, we're having, as you know, the Taste of Chicago, and it's drawing scads of people. The estimate has been over 350,000 people in this enclave between the Taste of Chicago and the concert shell, and I think it's probably more. We have an ambitious program this year, and one which is reaching not just along the lakefront, and Miss Lois Weisberg, who heads up our special events, has done a marvelous job with that, but she's going into the neighborhoods and stimulating various neighborhood groupings to have neighborhood fests. And we're giving grants to approximately 30 of these various groupings. 52, I forgot. Yeah, I'm slipping.
52 festivals.
52, and they're getting roughly $5,000 a piece. That's not a lot of money, but when you leverage with what's coming out of the communities and the match that's coming out of the communities and the competition in the communities and the support of the entrepreneurs, what you have here is neighborhood initiatives all over the city, all summer long, with the lakefront being the real, real showcase for the city. So it's been a tremendous job of choreographing this, and Miss Lois Weisberg is to receive a good deal of credit for it. She's an amazing woman, has a green thumb. Everything she touches turns to music and beauty and laughter and fun and gaiety. She's just a marvelous, marvelous person.
This Saturday, I see there's the South Chicago Art Fair and the Brighton Park Lithuanian Festival. And
yes.
Then coming up is the Taste of Polonia.
How about that?
And an Aztec Sun Ceremony.
I'll be at both. I'll be there for a Taste of Polonia. I may pick up another 2 or 3 pounds, but I'll be there. This is the bright side, the happy side of being a mayor. It's the fun and games, but fun and games, as you know, are important. That's why you're here, really, because your contribution to this has just been outstanding. But fun and games are important to people. It's a question of how you program it, how you choreograph it, and how you involve people. And our whole purpose is to involve people and neighborhoods and to pull upon all this tremendous reservoir of art and talent that we have in this city.
And, July 21st and August 4th, there's something new called Music of the Americas, and that combines several cultures, gospel music, country and western, Latin, show music,
on
the north side in Montrose Harbor, on the south side of the South Shore Country Club.
Right, that means North and South America. That's what we mean by the Americas, and we're spreading this as best we can. We are promoters here. We want people to know that we have a varied and multi-ethnic, multi-linguistic, multi-cultured city, and so if we programmed every unique feature of culture and music and art that we have, we'd probably be doing it 365 days a year.
One of my favorite things, the 28th of July, is the Highland Games here in Grant Park, an all-day competition, pipe bands, and Scottish fair.
And they'll be throwing the stone and all that sort of stuff. I can't even lift it.
A couple of weeks after that, a Chinese kite flying contest.
How about that?
Every
boy will salivate over that one.
And then Festa Italiana the next weekend, the 17th.
Keep going on. The audience is probably just salivating as you talk.
Well, that includes that Venetian night.
Venetian night, yes, that's a fixture here. Hi, I'm Fred Fine, who's head of our culture division, just walked in. That's a feature here. Every year we put that on. It's really a showcase for the people. And the fireworks and the boats go up and down the lake, and people gather.
It's a parade on the lake.
It's a parade on the lake. It's a real, real galaxy of boats and lights and fireworks. It's just an amazing, amazing thing.
And then, of course, the Jazz Festival.
Ah.
August 29th.
Peace de Resistance.
5 days, free jazz festival.
Steady cool, steady beat all over the place. You watch the youngsters coming, they'll just be ecstatic. And some of the older folks like you and I, Ray, will go for that too.